on the air.
Goldwyn-Mayer presents hilarious highlights from and about the picture, A Day at the Races. Music. Romance.
I'm crazy about you.
And I love you so, sweetheart.
Comedy.
Henry, who was that lady I seen you with last night?
Brother, that wasn't no lady. That was my wife.
Time. Box is on. Time. Marx is on with the Marx Brothers. Groucho. Chico. Popo. And a courteous bow to the producers of the famous radio feature, The March of Time. Into the news swim last week with a resounding splash, plop, one Hugo Z. Hackenbush, small town quack, who recently nabbed the number one medical chair of the famed Standish Sanitarium. Hackenbush's triumph in plucking this juicy professional plum brought forth naught but a mixed chorus of boos and cheers. Said the anti-Hackenbush faction.
Boos.
Said the pro-Hackenbush element.
Hooray! Whoopee!
Unmindful of the hubbub, clever, curt, cute, Hugo Z. Hackenbush, last week in his spacious offices, bravely defended himself against vicious verbal attacks by medical meanies.
Tell me, Dr. Hackenbush, just what was your medical background?
Medically?
Yes.
Well, at the age of 15, I got a job in a drugstore filling prescriptions.
Don't you have to be 21 to fill prescriptions?
Well, that's for grown-ups. I just filled them for children.
No, Doctor. I mean, where did you get your experience as a physician?
Well, to begin with, I took 4 years at Vassar.
Vassar? But that's a girls' college.
I found that out the third year. I'd have been there yet, but I went out for the swimming team.
The doctor seems reluctant to discuss his medical experiences.
Well, medically, my experiences have been most unexciting. Except during the flu epidemic.
Ah, and what happened?
I got the flu.
Time. Mark is on. That Hollywood is the manufacturing center of the nation's music is a fact which can no longer be denied. The birth of radio broke the back of the phonograph record industry, then the chief revenue source of the Sharps and Flat Brigade. When Hollywood found its voice, it set the cue for the first strains of the swan song of Tin Pan Alley. Songwriters suddenly awakened to one cold fact. Go Hollywood or go broke. Go over the Rockies to California or over the hill to the poorhouse. So, to the music-making motion picture mecca, marched the Do-Re-Mi-Fa-Sol-La-Ti-Do boys, the Gershwins, the Whitemans, the Berlins, the Porters, to turn out such hit musicals as Born to Dance, the Great Ziegfeld and Broadway Melody. Hollywood now supplies America with 90% of the total volume of song hits. No secret is the fact that funny man Harpo Marx has never, in his celebrated stage and screen career, uttered a solitary word for public consumption. Nary a syllable has he spake. Proof, indeed, that silence, indeed, is indeed golden. Last week, however, came the millennium, as Harpo broke a tradition of years and agreed to speak over the radio. A thrilled audience sat tense and nervous as Harpo and his interviewer approached the microphone in the studios of XKVYRVTD. In the control room, a red light flashed. History in the making. Harpo on the air.
Mr. Marx, this is a great occasion for me. Never in your career have you uttered one word from stage or screen. And just think now, I, who all the boys used to call Stinky, am to be the first person to interview you. First, I'd like you to tell our great unseen audience something about your new picture, A Diet of Rices. We're waiting, Mr. Marks. Thank you, Mr. Marks.
Thank you, Mr. Interviewer. And as Harpo Marks is out, time. Marks is on. Throughout American key cities during the coming fortnight, loud hosannas will greet the initial showing of A Day at the Races. Thrilled audiences will chuckle with glee. At the superb comedy of the Brothers Marx, applaud enthusiastically the singing of Alan Jones, whistle in amazement at lavish production numbers, as patrons sated with entertainment emerged from a famous Hollywood theater after witnessing a preview of the Marx Brothers opus. They were the subjects of radio's newest broadcasting stunt, the roving reporter with the lapel microphone. Picking patrons at random, reporter Elias of station XKBYRVTD buttonholed them for opinions of the musical picture.
Good evening, ma'am. Would you mind telling us in a few words what you thought of A Day at the Races?
Yo creo que la película de los hermanos Marx, Un Día en las Carreras, es la más cómica que he tenido el gusto de ver.
Very interesting, I hope. And you, sir, may we have your opinion?
Je crois que le film Un Jour aux Courses est le plus drôle que j'ai jamais vu.
Quite true, quite true. And the young lady with the little dog, will you say a few words about the picture? Okay, lady, okay. No offense meant. Ah, here's my old friend, Mr. Christopoulos Papadopoulos. How about a little statement for us, Pop?
I thought it was magnificent entertainment. Beautifully conceived, handsomely produced, intelligently presented, and fairly sparkling with the most effective comedy since the last election. In my opinion, if anything is better than A Night at the Opera, it is Groucho, Chico, Harpo, Alan Jones, and Maureen O'Sullivan in A Day at the Races.
Thank you, Mr. Papadopoulos.
Time. Marx is on. On this program, in addition to the gnashing of the teeth of the producers of the justly famous March of Time, you have heard the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and the music of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Orchestra under the direction of Franz Watson.
All got children got money. All got children got gold. It's so sweet, 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 sweet.
And the blue bunnies in the water together. Well, hi, 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 hi. Gary, a tootsie, fruitsie ice cream.
I got a message from the man on the moon for you. Just you.
Time. Marks is on.